Washington, D.C. on March 27, 2020. And this is Kips Dume.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, reporting right here from Washington, D.C., from my home.
And tonight on Live Talk, we're talking about the coronavirus pandemic.
Yes, as everybody knows, this pandemic has been hurting the whole world at the moment. And we've just received news that at the moment, the United States has pledged US$470,000 to fight the spread of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. In a statement that they sent out today, they said as of Friday, March the 27th, the World Health Organization, who said over 530,000 people have been infected by COVID-19 worldwide and more than 24,000 people have died from the disease, the majority from China. Then they go on to say Zimbabwe declared its first case last weekend. Soon after this declaration, Zimbabwe announced two additional confirmed cases and the passing of Zororo Makamba on Tuesday, March the 24th. But as we know, Gibbs, the number now stands at 5 Zimbabwean cases.
So the Zimbabwean government, Marvelous, actually announced that there are several cases that were actually sent for laboratory testing. But out of that, it has been established that only 5 Zimbabweans have tested positive for coronavirus. So in fact, it shows that the actual number of people is going up, even if there are a few, but it's actually going up. And doctors have warned that if this persists, there's going to be a problem in the country because there's need to actually control the spread of this disease. So, yes.
And we've seen that some of the countries that are close to Zimbabwe, like South Africa, have closed their borders, and they've also gone on to declare 21 days of quarantine for its citizens. So, you know, we're looking at what Zimbabwe is putting in place also, because we know that the relationship between Zimbabwe and South Africa is very symbiotic. We have a lot of Zimbabweans that are in South Africa trying to get back home. And also with this quarantine period, what's going to happen?
It seems as if, even in Botswana, they are doing the same thing. Indications of that, they've actually almost sealed the borders. Mm-hmm. And they've actually asked people not to visit restaurants, not to go to several places where people can meet in groups, and they're actually controlling that. In South Africa, we were told that there were some street battles between people and the police. The police were trying to chase the people from the streets, but some were resisting, saying, they've got a life to live, so let them live their own lives. But then the people are saying, no, the police are saying, you have to abide by the country's orders. So, siyabona zvokanda kuti ke xa sikhuluma ngodaba lweCOVID-19 ukanya zani kuyahlupha sibili emazweni atshiyeneyo. Kule Zimbabwe siyabona ukuthi abantu abahlanu abangu-5 asebetholakale belomkhuhlane lo. Siyakwazi ukuthi omunye wabo ke wabhubha. Lapha sikhuluma ke ngoZororo Makamba obhubhe ngomvulo. Kuzobuka ke abanye kuthiwa sibili hayi babambile ke umkhuhlane lo. Kodwa odokotela bathi abantu akumelanga behlangane endaweni eziningi ngoba bangathelelana lomkhuhlane. Xa sikhuluma ngakhonokho ke Mavelas ukuthi abantu bengahlangani, abantu bakhala ngokuthi kumele badinge impuphu ko-OK stores kumbe ngaphi ko-Shoprite looking for mealmeal yonke indawo. So bangeke begcina behlala bengathintani ngenxa yakhonokho. Njalo lokugada amabhasi ezukho baxozela bedinga ukuthi begade amabhasi onalawo, so ungazani kuyahlupha. Ngakho ke Zulu, sicela ukuthi nxa lisibona khonapho elikhona li-click ku-link yethu esitshengise yona khonapho ke VOA. So ke esikubonayo njalo ukuthi abantu bayesaba umkhuhlane lomaka
tinokuchingamidza muchirongwa chedu pano paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona neavo vari kuteerera paradio. Tiri kuenderera mberi tichitarisa isu dambudziko rechirwere checoronavirus iro riri kuwanikwa pasi rose. Tichitarisa isu kuti pari zvino munyika pari kunzi pakawanikwa vanhu vashanu vakabatwa nechirwere ichi, kunyangwe zvacho pakawanikwa pachitestwa vanhu 7. Uyezve takaona mumwe achishaya nemusi wemuvhuro wapfuura, vaZororo Makamba, mwana wava James Makamba, akashaya kubva kuchirwere ichi checovid-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Saka tiri kuona isu zviri kuitika zvakawanda pari zvino. tichiona kuti nyika dzakadai seSouth Africa dziri kuwanikwa idzo dzichivhara maborders avo uyezve Botswana yataurawo zvakare kuti change iri kuvhara maborder kuitira kuti vanhu vasawanikwe vachitapurirana zvirwere izvozvi. Taona zvakare muSouth Africa vachitotaura kuti vachange vari kushandisa mapurisa nemasoja kuti vaonekwe vachichengetedza vanhu panguva iyi kuti vanhu vasabude panze, nekuti zviri kunzi munyika iyi izvi zvichaitwa kwemavhiki matatu, 21 days. Saka parizvino ndozvatiri kutarisa kuti zvingabatsire here mukuderedza kutapurirana kwechirwere ichi. Uyezve taona zvakare hurumende yeAmerica nhasi ichizivisa kuti ichange iri kupa Zimbabwe mari inosvika iyo 470,000 kuti iwanikwe ichirwisa dambudziko irori recovid-19. Vakataura ivo kuti pane vanhu parizvino vashaya pasi rose vanosvika 24,000, vakati vanhu vanodaudzira 530,000 vakawanikwa vachibatwa nechirwere ichi pasi rose. Gibbs.
Yes, so we expect to be joined by Dr. Rudorashe Kumbo. She works in Harare, so we're waiting for her to actually join the show. So now, if you wish to join the show right now, you know now what you have to do. You have to click a link that we send you, and that link is now appearing on Gibbs Dube account on Facebook. So if you visit that Facebook account, you are going to be live with us right now. So ke siyabona ke ubaba Innocent Nyoni uthi Jova Mzala ukhona ngale kweBritani. Siyafisa ukuthi ungene kuhlelo baba Nyoni khona manje. Usibonile Jonga uthi I'm listening. Thanks guys for all the updates. Siyabonga kakhulu. So siyabona njalo ke abantu abaningi mavela sibabo ukuthi sibanika ama updates wonke lawa. So sizule ke khona ngale isigodi seMelika kwele Zimbabwe. Sebenike ilizwe leZimbabwe $470,000. Yokuthi kulwisane nomkhuhlane lo coronavirus. So singazi ukuthi bazayenelisa ukuthi bekwenze khonokho, njengoba ke siyakwazi ukuthi kuningi okuhlupha ilizwe leZimbabwe. Okunye kwangikhona ngumnotho, umnotho ongaziyani awuqhubi ngemfanele. Kodwa sinethemba lokuthi hayi kuzabalungela. So asiboneni ke ukuthi kungabe kusiya ngaphi konke lokho. Sinethemba lokuthi mavela things will be okay for Zimbabweans.
Mhm. Saka tombotarisa isu nyaya iri kuitika imomo nomu America. Tinoona isu kuti the US has confirmed cases that seem to be rising. Gibbs, we have now 85,996 total deaths at the moment. So this is quite you know, a high figure. And then they say 1,300 total recovered, and this is what's going on here. We also look at the global confirmed cases as of now. It's 542,788 with total deaths rising up to 24,361 for now. And also the big news that came in today is that the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson tested positive for coronavirus. And, you know, as it stands now, the US now has the most confirmed coronavirus cases worldwide, and it's surpassing China. And Australia and other countries also, like Britain, are asking their residents returning from overseas to be quarantined in hotels in some cases.
Yes, marvelous. We're now joined by Dr. Rudorashe Kumbo in Harare. So, Doctor, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Oh, we're very fine. So give us a rundown of what is happening in Zimbabwe right now. So go ahead.
So we've got a few cases confirmed because we're still working on our whole act. We've had a few, I'm not so sure as to up to date with the latest statistics. The last time we had 3 confirmed cases and 1 deceased confirmed. That's the latest. But the virus is here in Zimbabwe. We are still working on our protocols, and we are working on when we have the statistics, how we will cope with it.
Tokuchingamidzai pachirongwa Dr. Kumbo, mukatitsanangura kuti zvakamira sei padambudziko irori recoronavirus pari zvino munyika.
MuZimbabwe zviri kuitika kuti chirwere chavepo manje tiri kusangana nedambudziko nekuti mhuri yeZimbabwe haisi kunyatsozvigamuchira kuti chirwere chiripo. Vanhu vaone chirwere ichi, vanhu vachiri kufunga kuti haiwa iflu ichafura. Havasi kunyatsozvisisa kuti kana vanhu vakarega kuteerera zviri kutaura nanachiremba nananesi mamiro wacho haana kumira mushe tinoguma takuita sezvirikuitika kuItaly.
Dr. Kumbo, ungasitele kuti kuna hapo ke kukamba njani ngasikangela ke umkhuhlane lo. Ukhanya abanye abantu sibili abahani bathi yiflu nje kuphela. Akubatshethi vele umkhuhlane lo ubamba njani abantu njalo uqhubeka njani ungena emzimbeni.
Into ekhona ikuthi sokubonakele ukuthi lo mkhuhlane ungena emuntwini uma ephefumula, kungathi kungani kuhotsha kuphefumula. Kuthi kunjalo iningi nyazi licabanga ukuthi lo mkhuhlane yiflu izedlula. Akunjalo. Sokubonakele ukuthi lo mkhuhlane uma umuntu uyena ivele amasotsha akhe angamanga kuhle, impila kahle yakhe ingani ayondlekanga kuhle, kungagcina umuntu esebhubhile uma engasoze ekwanise ukuzigcina kumbe ukuzivikela ukuthi ethole lo mkhuhlane. Njalo sokulangalethele ukuthi kulabo abanatha i-ibuprofen amasiwathi ngama-NSAIDs thina ogqiha, ngalesi sikhathi kubonakele ukuthi kulaba ungani umkhuhlane usukubavamele ubathwalise nzima ubahalade.
So siyabona ke kulabantu ababuyayo lapha kuhlelo. So ke kulo khethiwe Bebe uthi linjani sihlobo zami singazi ukuthi lapha likhona kume kanjani. Over to you, Marcus Kona.
Aha, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna Chiremba vachitaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvinhu panyaya yechirwere checoronavirus. Vari kuti ivo vanhu vazhinji havasi kunyatso gutsikana kana kuti havasi kunyatso believe kuti chirwere ichi chasvika munyika. Uye vari kuti pane zvanzwa vanhu vazhinji vari kufunga kuti chirwere ichi chakangofanana neflu. Vamwe vavo vari kungowanikwa vachitora mishonga vari kumba vasingaendi kuna vana chiremba. So Dr. Kumbo, tingati isu coronavirus iyi munhu angazive sei kuti anayo, uyezve kana achinge afungidzira kuti anayo anoita sei tomboti ari muHarare?
Kuitika kune manumbers aripo, ama toll free numbers that are available, they are all over the social media. Kune national number ye coronavirus that you are allowed to call, and they will give you my instructions depending on your situation, because zvirikwanekwa kuti I could be presenting with something else that is not coronavirus but could be something, but it's not like everyone will have my symptoms anofanana.
Doctor, we see that there's a problem in Zimbabwe concerning water and then masks and all these kind of things and social distancing. Can you talk about this issue?
It becomes very, very difficult because these are mandates of the government and it is beyond me to comment on that. But it's very important that people understand that the only way to fight this is cleanliness, social distancing and cleanliness.
Okay, thank you so much. I think we are joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Bethel Nyati. He's in Houston, Texas. Mr. Nyati, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. How are you guys doing today? How's everybody doing? I hope everybody is staying apart or social distancing or trying to follow the social distancing.
Yes.
So it's a strange time that we're living in, but we have to do this to protect each other.
Yes, so how is the situation today there in Houston?
Still the same right here in Houston. Most of the things are on lockdown. People are working from home. For most people, you're only going to work if there's a special need for it and if it's an emergency. Most people are staying home. Most people who are working are obviously people in the healthcare sector. Those people are on call nonstop. You go out to buy groceries. Apart from that, there's nothing else that you can do. I only went out once yesterday to work for about an hour or two, and I was back home. There's nothing we can do except try to stay home and try to flatten the curve.
Yes, and then can you ask, we've got a doctor here, Dr. Udorosha Kumbo. Can you pose a question to her? She's waiting to answer your questions. Make them very fast.
Are you in Zimbabwe?
Yes, she is.
Yes, I'm Zimbabwe.
I mean, one of the main things that is a concern to most of us in the diaspora in terms is the always going to be supplies. Do you have, what types of supplies do you guys have in terms of PPE equipment? Do you guys have adequate PPE equipment? We've been told by several people that so many hospitals do not have PPE equipment.
We are still having challenges with PPE. So it is not a joke. We are having serious challenges, but the government has said they're working on it.
So, marvelous.
Yeah, there's a question here from VOA Shona. There's Patricia Nakai. Anzi chiremba, ndinodawo kuvunza kuti kuzimu muri kupiwawo here zvikwanisiro. It's the same question that you were asked by our other guest. Anzi mune zvikwanisiro zvakakwana here kuti muende kunoshanda musingazotye kuti muchatapurirwa chirwere ichi checorona.
We are still having my challenges ne PPE, actually, that's protective personal equipment. We are having challenges with that, but the government has is working on something. There were some deliveries that were made, but I guess it's going to be an ongoing. It's been a long week, so it's ongoing.
Pane mumwe zvakare afunza a question panapa. Anzi zvimwe zvinhu zvatiri kuona ndezvekuti mafigures ari kutaurwa ave anenge asiri echokwadi nekuti hapangaite kuti South Africa ine makesi akawanda kudaro, Zimbabwe yoita makesi mashoma. Zviri kumbonyatsofamba sei pamafigures atiri kunzwa?
We are also, that's upon national level, but we are also having issues with securing the kits, and some people would be presenting at places that they are not supposed to present at, and some people decide to sit at home. As you know, some people think it's the end of the world. So whilst we have our awareness, we are aware that the figures are a bit different. But if you notice the trend of this disease, statistically, the first week, it's usually a few cases. The second week, it's in the hundreds, early hundreds. Then it just skyrockets overnight to the thousands, and it starts galloping like a crazy horse or a rapid dog, running and running, and that's it.
Yes, yes. So there, guys, there is a guy that wants to come into the show. So what we'll do is, Innocent, where you are, can you come after 5 minutes, please, Innocent Nyoni? We'll take you in there. And then we've got Mam Beliza, can you come after 5 minutes as well? We'll come to bring you on board. So let's finish with Mr. Basil Nyati. So, Mr. Nyati, looking at all these things that are happening in USA, do you think that COVID is under control here?
Situation.
Yes.
We have, the country has the resources to get the disease under control. Mm-hmm. Even if it gets in front of them, they've released almost $1 trillion. They've turned Navy ships into labs. There's so much going on here that they can do to control the situation. What we are fearing is the situation in Zimbabwe. Just like the doctor was saying right now, what I wanted to say to you is, you said the first week is a few cases. The following weeks, you see 100 cases and 1,000. From your perspective and what you see in the hospital, your honest opinion, do you think the country is ready for this virus if it should hit the way that you think it's going to hit in the thousands? Do we have the facilities in all our hospitals to treat these people, or are we just sending them to death?
Thank you for the question. Or let me just come in there. Thank you for the question, Baba Nyati. Then, go ahead, doctor.
The challenge is we already had an economic insult in our systems, and there are a lot of social factors, social economic factors that are a predicament to us. We are not really, really prepared, but we are trying our level best to work with what is available on the ground. We are soldiers who are not just going to give up. Because if we try and compare ourselves with what you have there, it literally means all we have to do is just go out there and be ready to die. And they won't be a Zimbabwe. But so, you know, it's pointless for us to look at the bleakness of the situation. All we can do is call to you, call to one another, exercise cleanliness, exercise social distancing, and not look at the negative. Because once we look at the negative, we are going to have more of emotional breakdowns, more of problems that we can't deal with. So even if you're going to war, you might look grief, it might look bleak on your side. It's best to deal with what you have and what you can handle.
I'm not trying to demoralize people or just talk down on the country, but the thing is this. The biggest problem that most people, especially in the diaspora, that has been frustrating people in the diaspora is that the lack of information and basically giving people wrong information. The government is not doing enough to let people know exactly where you guys are. Even the people want to help. I'm in touch with at least maybe four or five WhatsApp groups of hundreds of Zimbabweans, maybe over 1,000 Zimbabweans, who have been trying to find ways to raise funds for people back home. But the honest truth is we are trying to find out what exactly is going on back home. And just like you're saying right now, the numbers that maybe only three or four cases are there seem very unlikely to most people. Because I'm not just talking about myself. I have friends who are doctors and nurses here who will tell you that it's unlikely that those numbers are true. What is going on back home? So there's a lot that people are worried about. We want to just get the information so we can work together. I've been on this platform throughout this week, and I've always encouraged proper dialogue and communication that helps everybody. I'm not about bashing the country or anybody else. Whether I'm in America or anywhere, it's always going to be about where we come from. Home is where we come from, and Zimbabwe is important. I have family back home, and everybody is affected. And even if I didn't have family back home, any life that is affected by this affects me as well. So it is very important that we try to get the right information out of people. It is like extracting teeth to get proper information from people about exactly what is going on the ground.
Thank you so much.
That's my biggest frustration.
Yes, thank you so much. But unfortunately, she's not in a position to respond on behalf of the government. So thank you so much, Babanyak, for joining the show. And we are going to get you again tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
So, Mabela's coming, then the doctor has gone. I think just fell off, but she's coming on board.
I think there's a question here from Musekiwa Banive. Ini ndoda kutaura maonero angu. Ndaona sekuti hatisi kuwana chokwadi pamusoro pechirwere ichi nekuti kana utachiona uchitapudzwa nekuda kwekugeza kana kuti utsanana. Zvoreva kuti isu senyika yeZimbabwe tichapera nekuti togara mumasuwedi uye nyika dzine utsanana dzine chirwere ichi dzakaita seItaly dzakashambidzika zvekuti isu hatikwane kana nepaduku zvapo. So Dr. Gumbo, my caller here or my Facebook from Facebook Shona here is just saying currently Zimbabweans vari kugara munzvimbo dzimwe dzine masuwedi nezvimwe zvakadaro saka ari kuti chii chingaitwa nevanhu padiki pavangangoitawo kuti chirwere chisatapukire kunyangwe vari kugara munzvimbo dzisina mvura yakakwana dzine masuwage nezvimwewo zvii zvavangaita.
Well, basically, the challenge is people are asking me some questions that tend to be very difficult for me to comment on because I am not a councillor. I am not, you know, the Minister of Health, and I am just a fellow Zimbabwean who's taken an initiative to help where I can with my, what I can do with my might and my capability. Mm-hmm. So it's very unfortunate. Some of the things are very difficult for me to comment on. I stay in Zimbabwe, but all I can say is where I can comment medical wise, information, what's happening. It's very easy for me to comment, but levels of council levels, governmental levels, it becomes very difficult for me to comment. And at the same time, I do not want to say things that I am not so sure of.
Aiwa, apa mombodzokera pfekai heti yenyu sadoctor. Tokanganwa zvimwe zvese zviri kubvunzwa asi munhu angazvidzivirire sei. Just in general, without looking at condition yepari kugara kana chii, but generally, zvii zvamuri kukurudzira vanhu kuti vaite panguva inoyi.
So we are recommending that people wash the basic, really, that has been proven, is to wash your hands for 20 seconds. Wash your hands with the soap for 20 seconds. And if you're going to cough, cover your mouth. If you use a tissue, have a nice way of disposing tissues. If you're coughing and you do not have tissues, we recommend you cover your mouth with your arm. Like, I think you've seen how it's playing out all of a sudden. That's the most important thing I would recommend. All I can preach is cleanliness and social distancing, because this is not a time for us to cast aspersions about the government, about councillors. It is you and I that are the Zimbabweans that are in Zimbabwe. We have to take the lead and do something.
Dr. Apa vari kutaura ivo kuti ivo sachiremba zvimwe havasi kukwanisa kupindura nekuti zvinhu zvinenge zvichifanira kupindurwa nehurumende. Asi vari kuti pauri ipapo, kana waona iwewe wabatira chikosoro, kosora wakadai, uye zvekugeza maoko nemvura nesipo kwe 20 seconds, neutsanana ndo zviri kudiwa pari zvino haisisiri nguva yekuti vanhu vakandira nenyoka menyu kuti akaita izvi ndeupi asi kuti utsanana ndo kudiwa gidi
ye dokotela siyakuzwa kakhulu sibili abantu bavuza sibili kuti nxa kuti umkhuhlane ndo usukubamba ubona ngani kuti usukubamba njalo ungazivikela njani kuti ungakubambi ngesindebele ma
ngesindebele so ukubonakalayo ukuthi umuntu uyakwanisa ukuqalisa ukuzwe ngani uyangenwa umqando uyaqhuqha ekuyetshiselwe uyakwanisa ukubuzwe ngani uba lobunzima ekuphefumuleni ekuye njalo evaleke esifubeni umuntu eqalisa ungani uyaphefumula ngobunzima uyakwanisa njalo ukuzwe ngani uyadinwa kumbe uyaphela amandla kwesisithathu abanye bebuye bebe lesikhwehlela esiwomileyo esiyabe singakhiphi lutho kumbe umphimbo njalo ube buhlungu
singathi ke ungena ngaphi kulomnye kwakuzwa ukuthi ungena ngamakhala ngendlebe ngamehlo ngenyawo ngaphi mama
kuthi ungena ngamakhala ngomlomo
so unganqabela njani ukuthi kungakungeni kono
so kuqakathekile ukuthi uma ukhwehlela uvale umlomo ngendlela engikuchase ngayo kumbe uvalela ngamathishu
ye kuzobuya ke khona kana ukugqoka amamask kuzobuya ke lokugqoka ama-gloves kunjani khonokho nxa ukubona wena ungakho
lokho inkathazo esikuyisiba khona yikuthi lawo mamask lamaglovisi kule ndlela okufanele egqowe ongaziwa nguzulu mahlabe zulu ukuthi futhi njalo kulamahola akhona afanele ukuthi umuntu ewagqoke kuyafanana uma umuntu ewugqoka leyo mask kuqakathekile ukuthi abe yitshintsha every amahola amane akufanelanga kudlulisise leso sikhathi kusuka manje kithi sinesihlala ngapha kwethu kusuka kusidulele kube nzima ngoba akusoze kwenza ukuthi uba ugqoke le mask ilanga lonke njalo uma uyigqokile leyo mask akusatsho ukuthi kufanele uyibambe ngoba yona egcizelela ukuthi lelo gciwane lingafinyeleli emlonyeni kumbe emakhaleni akho ukuthi
ehe mavelas ungakontinua nodokotela khona
aha dokta ndanzwapo muri kutsanangura kuti munhu angazive sei kana kuti angafungidzire sei kuti ane chirwere ichi checoronavirus zvii zvaunonzwa
so basically you can have a sore throat you can have difficulty in breathing you can have dry cough a cough that's not productive nothing is coming out you can have muscle pains generalized weakness you can have a fever at times your heart can start beating very fast basically those are the symptoms
saka chiremba vari kutaura pana pakuti unogona kunzwa iwe kupiswa nemiri uchidikitira uyezve vachiti iwe miri unongorukutika kana kukosora chikosoro chee chisingaburitse makararwa uyezve vachitaura ivo kuti zvinhu zvakada kuita kunge munhu ari kurwara neflu asi vachitaura ivo zvavanga vari kutaura gibs
dokotera going forward you know Zimbabweans are having this problem on social distancing so what are the challenges as far as you're concerned
the challenges we're having is most of us still think this is a joke or it's a myth we are trying by all means and we are appealing to all of you if you can reach out especially to the youngsters to those that are also hustling the economic hustling I know money is important times are hard but at the end of the day safeguard your health because money can be found but your health can never be found once a soul is lost once an individual has gone they are gone so I think it's very important for us to reflect on this disease and not sit and wait for the deaths for us to start acting because it's possible that you could also be in the incubation period whilst you're thinking you are very safe from it so let's exercise all precautions at all levels in whatever capacity you can irregardless of your socioeconomic status
and now people are asking here doctor about the way the test is being done. Can you give them a brief or now it's done? Some are spreading.
Sorry, I did not get that question.
You know, people are talking about testing for coronavirus. How is it done? Because some people are thinking that there's an injection which takes off your blood, there's whatever, you know. How is the test done?
They just do a throat swab. There's basically something almost similar to what we call a cotton, similar to a cotton bud, an ear bud, and then they just take a sample and then go get that checked for the virus.
So mm-hmm. painful? Is it not painful? Some are saying they even check some swab, they do some swabbing in your nose and all those kind of areas. Is it painful?
I do not think it's painful. It's just maybe uncomfortable, but it is not painful.
Yeah, about
Ungabe kuyinto nje ukuthi umuntu uyaphonga ungezwe kuhle engazwa kuhle kodwa ayisikuthi into ebuhlungu.
Mhm. Ameno kana mchigona kutaura neshona ipapo kuti munotora sei test iyi inoitwa ye coronavirus. Vamwe vanofunga kuti pamwe uchaenda unotorwa ropa kana kuti zvinofamba sei.
Zvinoitwa vanotora tinonzi yatinoti throat swab. Mhm. Chinchacho chakafanana ne earbud yatoklinisa nayo nzeve vegotora specimen mumashure pemuromo wako then tigoenda kunotesta.
Matesta aya ari kutora nguva yakadii kuti awanikwe uchizoziva maresults ako kana uchinge watestwa? Uyezve tombotarisa nyaya yevakashaya veZimbabwe mukoma zororo makamba vane 30 years ava. Mukoma zororo pane nzvimbo dzavakange vakasvika. Kune avo vakange vachimhoresana navo nezvimwe zvakadaro vanofanira kuita sei?
Iko zvino hurumende ichiri kutarisa izvozvo. The government is actually looking into it. Vachiriita, they're doing various social tracing steps and really finding out. So that also is at governmental level and beyond my capacity as a mere physician in Zimbabwe.
That's fine. Thank you so much.
Yes, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we've got Dr. Rudorashe Kumbo. She's a medical practitioner based in Harare, and she's explaining a lot of things about this virus. So if you wish to contribute anything or ask questions, send us the questions right now, and she's going to respond. But my question to the doctor is, you know, how do we see this disease progressing in Zimbabwe?
But in Zimbabwe, right now, the disease is still in its infancy. This is like the first-ish, second-ish week where we've seen globally the statistic trends tend to be very deceiving the first week, usually with cases being recorded of less than 20 cases. If you look at South Africa, I think the first week they had 12 cases. Then second week they had 202 or so cases, and now they're 900 and something. So it's, if for a country like ours, we cannot sit and wait for the statistics. We would rather get acting right now.
But then we've got a problem where, let's say, Dr. Kumbo wants to go to Mbare from Mount Pleasant and don't have a car. And so you have to jump into a Kumbi or a Zuko bus. So how do you do some social distancing when you have to sit the three of you in that bus? How do you do that? It's a problem, right?
It's quite a challenge. But look, this is a national challenge. And I believe at the end of the day, if people start finding alternatives, getting these people to come, bring things to the end of your street and pay the extra money. I am not into the economic field. I have no idea. But if we start thinking of ways to safeguard our health, I think solutions will be found. So far, everyone is just bringing out the problems. But let's, as Zimbabweans, start getting down to the solutions, because the solutions lie within me and you. No one else has the solutions.
Right, who are Kulma footing on the new tab, as Kessa Kotanji, a Sinekola Pagunku Dalay? Was it who are Bona Abandretena, a Uguda S. Dorula? Montreabam Baloku Aegel, Abambelokana Aegel, Abambogunya Aegel. Who dangerous Ganga Nankunoko, Doctor?
In the Paratele, would Umuntu Maeza Kalisa Uhamba Eko, Amaklovis? So funnily, this is Utila Amaklovis, Funnel Ewa Chinchi.
engabambulutho ewatshinje ewalahle njengathi thine bempila kahle uma sisebenzele angiboni kulomuntu ongakuthakezelela ukuthi mina ngiqoke ama gloves ngibambe yena ngibambe udube ngibambe uncube ngalawo ma gloves ngoba chukuthi phakathi kwabo ngithelela umkhuhlane olodube uncube uqhakathekile ukuthi lathi uma eZimbabweni sikuzwisise khona ukuthi ukugqoka ipair ama gloves A1 ekuseni uhamba usenza lokho okwenzayo ayisinto enhle nguwe oqalisa ukugcoba igcikwane indawo zonke ngoba uzabamba izinto ezichene ilanga lonke ugcine usuphethe esitolweni lapha ozabamba ama-apula ubambe amatamatisi ubambe isinkwa ubuye futhi ngapha uya ayinengi lalaba eligqoka ama-gloves sibuye sibe lenkathazo ukuthi bayala lokufakelwa la ama-sanitizer abaphiwayo ezitolo uma ungena.
Yeah, so ngakufaka la ngesithiwa ngibona ngazani sinokukhulume ama-points aqajekileyo kunye okumangalisayo cela ukufaka ngesithiwa khona.
So basically we're having challenges with the issue of gloves. People believe wearing gloves will protect them, but if you're not going to be changing those gloves after touching anything, it is pointless. There is no way you are going to wear a pair of gloves in the morning, go on with your business all throughout the day, and expect us as the health practitioners to be happy with your behavior. I'll give an example. If you come to the hospital, you would not be happy if I use the same pair of gloves on you, on Mr. Dube and Mr. Ngube, because it means I'm actually giving you the bugs I got from Mr. Dube, and then from what I get from Mr. Ngube, I just move it on to Mr. Ndlovu. So at the end of the day, we are encouraging people to desist from using one pair of gloves the whole day, because you are now the problem. You are spreading the virus, because that is unfair on fellow other Zimbabweans who walk into that supermarket, buy that loaf of bread that you touched and left, buy those tomatoes that you touched and left, touch any surface that you've touched. And I find that very unfair. So I kindly ask anyone who is wearing gloves to be very aware that you frequently have to change those gloves. Because the virus lives on plastic for 8 hours.
Tiri panyaya iyoyo Dr. Mombotaura neshona kuti mataura imi kuti nyaya yemagloves vanhu vazhinji vari kupfeka pea imwe chete masikati ese vachiita zvavari kuita mumashops nezvimwewo munganyatsotitsanangura kuti utachiwana uyu hwecoronavirus unogara pai chaizvo kuti munhu azoziva kuti aiwa apa regai ndiregedze kuita izvi.
So zvatoonekwa kuti pavanhu kana vachipfeka magloves akaitwa neplastic yatinoti latex. Zvakawanikwa kuti mavirus rinogara pamagloves nguva inosvika 8 hours. So zvakakosha kuti kune ava vari kupfeka magloves munyatsonzwisisa kuti kana musiri kuchinja magloves hamusi kubetsera vamwe vedu, hamusi kuzvibetsera nemiwo, muri kunyatsotakura virus iyi muchienda muchizadza nzvimbo yese. Ndamboba an example yekuti munhu anopinda mushop achibva kwaari kubva, hatisi kuziva kuti ari kubva kupi. Agopinda mushop egotarisa chingwa egobata matomato mukaka achizadza shop yese, hatisi kuziva kuti ari kubva kupi. Inini ndopinda mushop ndotora ndotenga chingwa chiya ndatotora virus. Apa vanhu vakawanda vari kupfeka magloves ivavo kana vechipiwa sanitizer vechipinda mushop vari kuramba kuishandisa. Vari kufunga kuti ivo vakapfeka magloves vari protected. Ndodambudziko ratinaro iko zvino.
Saka muri kukurudzira kuti chii?
Tiri kukurudzira kuti kana uchiita zvokupfeka magloves chimbonzwisisa kuti unofanira kupota uchiwabvisa. Ukabata chinhu seni kana ndichishanda muchipatara ndikabata ichi ndorasa ndochinja magloves acho. Zvamuruda kuti isusi tuite muzvipatara ndo zvaukufanira kuita. Ndikudza vanhu vese kuti chirere ichi ita sekuti une mwana mucheche kumba. Zvaunoitira mwana mucheche cleanliness yakugeza maoko ndo zvaunofanira kuita iko zvino kuti uzvichengetedze.
Aiwa, apo ndofunga vanzeve vanzwa. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
So now there's a person here who's asking that is there any cure for this disease, doctor?
So far, there is no cure for the coronavirus disease. Trials are ongoing. People are looking for the cure left, right, and center. So do not be fooled. If anyone comes to you saying there's a concoction, there's a cure, there is no cure as of now.
And apparently, marvelous, the FBI arrested a certain person in USA who was claiming that he's capable of, you know, providing medication to heal people from this virus. And then there are some church ministers of religion, let me put it that way, who are also claiming that there is some anointed oil that they're using to treat people. So then the medical field is reacting by saying that that's not true. So I don't know from the doctor, is there any way that, you know, some of these anointing oils and whatever can work?
You know, when it comes to religion, it becomes very complicated because matters of the heart and matters of faith are always very difficult. But as a physician, all I can say, and I'll stand on it, do not be tricked, do not be scammed. Because remember, during a crisis, some people believe in making, cashing on a crisis. Mm-hmm. So it's very important for you to know that if you're going to believe in some of these things, there is no cure. Once a cure is available, I am sure you will definitely get to know about it because that is going to be groundbreaking. Everyone is trying their level best in those countries where they have the capacity to come up with a cure for this. I mean, you've seen the number of celebrities, the number of people who are being affected. So far, there is no cure. There's been postulations and suggestions on what could be used, but it's still being tried. There's nothing set as a cure. So even from a religious perspective, let's pray, let's have faith in God, but there is no cure. Let's pray that those that are looking for a cure find it.
Yes, thank you so much, Doctor.
Okay.
I think
Before you take the person, let me just ask Shona quickly about this issue of religion and, you know, traditional beliefs. Tinoona kuti vazhinji munyika vano believe kuma profita nezvimwe zvakadaro. Pati pane mushonga here wokuwanikwa uchibatsira vanhu pachirwere checoronavirus. Uyezve vaya vanoenda kuzvishondo vachiudzwa kuti tikazodai todaiwo munoti kwavari.
So far zvatoonekwa hapana mushonga unogona kurapa chirwere ichi. Nyika dzese dzinogona kuita find out my cures dziri kushanda 24 hours pazuva because mukanyatsotarisa kwatoita macelebrity akawanda, vanhu vane mari dzakawanda vane chirwere ichi. So far munhu anouya kwauri echikuudza kuti ane cure hakuna chokwadi chaari kutaura. Tisakangame kuti kune vamwe vanhu vanofara kuita zvino zvatinoti mascams vechimukira pavamwe vanhu. So it's very important kuti vanhu vegonyatsoziva kuti so far hapana cure. Cure ikawanikwa muchazoziva nezvazvo. Iko zvino kana muchigona namatirai avari kugona kutsvaka zvecure yacho kuti iwanike.
Yes, thanks so much, Doctor. And say day. So we've got Ketio Pepe in Canada. I don't know whether she can hear us. Ketio Pepe, are you there? No, hello, Ketio Pepe, can you hear us? Yeah, Ketio Pepe Mbonaza and Gasis of the Sosa Kubega, a lot of hotel rapper until Ketio is a pendulum. So the Naskanele to hotel with your pumping. One of us honestly, when I come on put a low. Umemetheke indawo zonke odokotela njengoba bengela protective personal equipment lokunye okuthiyeneyo kambe baza kubamba njani konoko komkhuhlane
le yiproblem esilayo thina ngapha ekhaya. So okwamanje sesimelele ukuthi ihulumende yona isiphe lokho abakwanisa ukukwenza ngoba kusuka kube nzima ukuthi thina sikalise ukukhuluma kuvele kona abadala bengaka bengakasitshela ukuthi kume njani.
I think yezvezvi vazhinji vari kunyatsonzwisisa uyezve vari kuti ivo ko kumaruva chirwere ichi checorona muri kuona vachiwana dzidziso yakakwana here vanhu muri kuzvionawo sei munyika?
As it is right now, we are working, the few people whoever is working, people are trying to work flat out to have a solution that is relevant for our country.
Mm-hmm. Also, so pane vamwe, doctor, maybe let me just come in there. Pane vamwe vanga vane idea kuti vakuenda kumamisha kuti vatize corona mutown. How is that?
That's something I also heard of. That I find that very interesting because there are no health facilities set in those very remote places. So I am not so sure if you are running away to go exercise cleanliness there, it does make sense. But if you are running away with corona going there, I honestly think that's being unfair to those people that are in the remotest of places.
Thank you. Gibbs.
Yeah, so Doctor, looking at the way Zimbabwe is actually handling this issue, I'm not saying that you are actually in charge of the Zimbabwean issues, no. But looking at the way they are handling the whole situation, are doctors really confident that you'll be able to tackle this issue to its logical conclusion if there's an outbreak there, which is very serious?
You know, that's a very difficult question to answer. But if people are enabled, people can do something. But if there is nothing much coming out, all we can do is to start working with what we have and making a plan from there. As we await the national protocol, the national plan, disaster management plan, all we can do is work with what we have.
Yes, now I think Ketiwe can hear us. Ketiwe, I think she has actually cut off the live stream by mistake there. So hopefully she will come on board, and she was saying she cannot hear us. So we are going to connect here as we go. So my sister Gelagi with Makonokuge Uti, Mkutanendo, is better Lagambe, Zimenja, and Masbonuti, Konokoma Gavisi, who's aware in Mamma Scampona, who's aware So,
I'm going to go to the Miracle Missions.
Yes, ya bolo ketu esephendukile. Ketu uyasizwa kathi simaphepha. Ukwela ufake ikamera yakho kwenze sikubone ngoba sibona kumnyama two. Vale ngabomo. So, yebo, ikhangelise keyboard yakho. Sibone at least keyboard lapho khona. Ngoba ngcono ukuthi sibone umnyama two ke. So if I So yeah, I was telling Woody when I put up a Canada, the Zanjan. If I put a camera up, okay, but yeah, whoever
I'm working from home from last week, so and I've been trying to stay at home as well. So I'm challenging and the Kunzima Fun Kambamango, challenging my endow Kunzima Civic.
So not Kunzima Gana.
I wouldn't you come up with a silly Puma Pine in our now sees what igciwane leli is airborne. So ngiyabona ukuthi ngithi ngifuna ukuchaya iwoko ngicine ngibambile phandle angithi so ungcono lapha ukuthi senzani sihlale endlini. And I just want to thank the doctor who's on the ground, who's on the front line, and just want to salute her for what she does. Siyabonga sisi konoko okwenzayo. And we are so worried about Tina Lapa e Canada. Must test the bonke, sonke. And balama challenges as far as this is concerned. So it's a mangalut ekaya ye. Nabe kunjani. ngiyakwazi ukunezihlobo zami ezinye. That's the other question I was going to ask the doctor. Ukuthi siyafonela izihlobo zami, they are just doing their business as usual. Bahambe town. How aware are people in Zimbabwe about what is really coming to them or that has come to them?
Doctor, you can respond.
Okay. The challenge, Silayo Siswami, is in as much as we are trying to bring awareness about this disease, people in this country are not taking it seriously. They think it's something, it's like a flu. Because the first problem we had was the myth that people believe that it does not affect us, people of color. And if it does affect us, people of color, it's usually just like a flu that passes by. So we are kindly appealing to you. If you can also help with, in whatever way, telling your family member, telling whoever you can about this disease and make it real. Because most people are not taking it seriously. They think it's just something for the affluent.
Muri ipapo, doctor, isu tiri kudiaspora. Kudiaspora kuneva nwakawanda chaezo maZimbabwe. Tinga batire sei mkudzidzi savaru kumusha na utindozi wakuti zuwanezu wakano. Tinofona, tinotumira mari, tinita shaka wanda wanda sijija tinga iti. Kuti tidzidzi sevari kumaruva nyanya vasinawo zvikwanisiro zvekuti vanzwe paradio kana pa-TV.
So what Inin I would ask of is wherever you are, whoever you can reach to in Zimbabwe, please take it upon yourself, make them aware, make them really understand that the virus is there in Zimbabwe, the disease is there. Right now, they should not be caught in the frenzy of statistics. Like I made you notice, first week I'll call it, it knocks, you know, when something is coming, even when a storm is coming, no storm just comes on its own. It first gives some precedence, you know, and this is what's happening in Zimbabwe. It's just showing us, it's shown us that it's there. And like I made it clear earlier off, the first week, less than 20 cases, everyone starts resting and relaxing. If you follow the Italy story, you think nothing big. Second week, in the lower hundreds. And towards the end of the second week, you are now in the hundreds going into the thousands. And before you notice, this is what happened in the States. New York had 2 cases first week for something small. But now they have seen that it is a pandemic. It's coming. It's now moving fast like a rabid dog. And that's how this virus works. Third, fourth week, it starts moving like a rabid dog. You can't stop it.
Yes,
Thank you. Inkinga yokuthi bengahambi bengenzi lokade befunga ukwenza ungapi kufanele kuzwisise ukuthi abadala bethu abasoze bakuthatha ngendlela ngoba bona bazibona sebabona okunengi empilweni kodwa kuqhakathekile ukuthi thina sibe lezinhliziyo ezinde singakhathali sibenze bechasise ngoba ngiyazi indaba yokuthi utshele umama ukuthi engayi enkonzweni ngesonto ingani inzima kodwa uma umthanda umamakho uma uthanda isihlobo sakho uzafinyelela kuso ngoba wena ngo okwazi isihlobo sakho ukuthi sona singumuntu onjani.
Can you role play so that abantu abalalelileyo can pick that example ukuthi ugogo ngizamtshela njani ukuthi angasayi emfeni angasayi echurchi? How do I say that appropriately?
Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi abantu abadala beze bezwisise udubo lolu esilabo sifinyelele kubo ngendlela esikwazi bazazwisisa ngayo. Mina ngangileyo khathazo ukuthi owamugogo ebengazwisisi ukuthi kwenzakalani. Ngagcina ngubonile ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi ngiyenze le video ngase ngimthumezele ukuthi ehlale labangane bakhe bebonisane bezwisise.
Yes, so thank you so much, doctor, for responding to the question that was posed by Ketu Pepe. So now in English, I think it's very important for other people that don't understand our language to actually explain it, doctor. You know, a situation where old people, or let me say senior citizens of Zimbabwe, are wondering that they can no longer offer funerals. How best can you relay that message?
So the first thing that people should understand is there's that age difference, and they believe that they've seen it all. So for them, they do not have that sense of agency. And at the same time, remember, for them, they relate to death so much. So it is very important that each and every one of us reach out to your mother, reach out to your father, reach out to your uncle. You are the one that knows your relative for who they are and the best approach to talk to them. And when you reach out to them, have a long heart and try and really explain. Explain to them that it is not a myth, it is real. If you are having challenges in explaining that, you can contact us. I know of people who have information in the different vernacular languages in Zimbabwe. I am currently doing Ndebele videos so that we also help explain what is going on.
Tiripo ipapo, Dr. Ndanzwa, panga pavunzwa mvunzu kuti kuove chikuru tingarape dzidziso yecoronavirus sei.
Zvatiri kukurudzira isusu sana sevana veZimbabwe, iko zvino handimbotaurisa chiremba, sevana veZimbabwe, each and every one of us ngatitangise kutaura nevabereki vedu, and tinovaziva kuti vanhu vakaita sei. Kana mai vako asina kunyatsodzidza, tsvaga nzira yekunyatsotsanangura kuna mai vako kuti anzwisise, kuna baba vako kuti anzwisise. Iyi haisi nguva yekuita zvechirungu, haisi nguva yekutamba. Zvakakosha kuti ini newe tifunge nevanhu vari kumusha kwedu, vari mudzimba dzedu. Tonyatsotora nguva yedu, especially imi muri kudiaspora nelockdown iko zvino. Moona kuti motaura sei nevamwe venyu. Monyatsoti aiwa mama, izvi neizvi zvakakosha, muchivatsananguri, kuitira kuti kana kwakusvika kuzera yekuti isusu kana takutumira mavhidhiyo nemavoice note chichichichi, vanenge vane idea kuti tiri kutaura nezvei. And dzimwe nguva munhu believes kana achidzwa chinhu chiri kutaura nemwana wakakura achiona nehama yake. Very difficult. It's just like nyaya yechirwere cheHIV. Kwakazoonekwa kuti it was easy when now things were, the situation was being looked at from the community level, from family level. So let's have that approach. Each and every one of you in the diaspora, please take it upon yourself to also help us bring awareness.
Our time is up right now, so we have to leave it there. But before we part, so your last word, Doctor.
So, kindly Zimbabweans, I know you're all edgy, you're all frustrated because not much is coming out of Zimbabwe. All I can tell you is we are doing what we can. Things that are involved in the government are beyond us. We are also waiting for the government. But I will encourage you, wherever you are, whatever country you are in, bring awareness, talk to that relative, talk to that aunt, talk to someone you haven't talked to in a long time. And remember, this is a time for us to look after each one and to look after each other. Reach out and bring awareness and remind them to wash their hands, to look for that water, to wash their hands with soap. And that's all I can appeal. And then to those that are interested in donating, Miracle Missions is collecting donations. You can Google them. They are there. That's all I can say.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rudo Rashekumbo, we thank you for having joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. We also wish to thank Mr. Basil Nyati, who is based in Houston, Texas. And Ms. Ketwe Pepe, these were our guests. So thank you so much, Doctor, and have a wonderful evening. Over to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aiwa, tinotenda vese vanga vari pachirongwa chedu, tinotenda Dr. Gumbo vanga vari pano, tawana zve vamwe vabva ku Texas, vanga vari pano munyarikane nevabva ku Canada vachitipawo mamirira akaita zvinhu ikoko. Tinotenda vese vari pano pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA Shona TV isusu dzvanyai pakanzi share kuitira kuti vamwe vanzwewo manzwa zvataurwa nachiremba. Hanzi gezai maoko, taurai vari kumamisha nenyaya yechirwere ichi, uyezve zvakakosha kuti vanhu garai mudzimba kana muchikwanisa.
Yeah, our time is up. Marvelous. You can sign off now. Sorry, yes, we are signing off. Thank you so much for having joined us. On behalf of Marvelous, I'm saying good night. And on behalf of the doctor as well, bye-bye.